Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, May 13th. We'll tell you how the U.S. is paying its respects to a million people who have died from COVID-19 and how history could be made soon as NATO is poised to expand right up to Russia's doorstep. Also, two controversial laws are changing in two of the country's largest states. Plus, when to watch a total lunar eclipse this weekend, another surprise this week from the long-shot Kentucky Derby champ, and a reunion between two refugees and a kind stranger decades in the making. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the next few days, you might notice flags will be at half staff all around the country. President Biden ordered they be lowered at all public buildings to mark a grim milestone, 1 million American lives lost to COVID-19. In a statement, the president said, quote, "As a nation, we must not grow numb to such sorrow. To heal, we must remember." He also asked everyone to stay vigilant against the pandemic to save as many lives as possible. Of course, these days, COVID-19 is not quite as devastating as it once was in the U.S., but that doesn't mean the virus has gone away completely. The U.S. is now averaging around 365 deaths a day from COVID-19. Several months ago, though, that average was in the thousands. For months now, Western allies have been telling Russia that NATO is only getting stronger. And now it looks like the world's biggest military alliance is about to get a lot bigger, too. The president and prime minister of Finland say they support applying for NATO membership, since they think it'll mean more security for their country. That's a big deal, since if Finland really does join NATO, it would more than double the length of the alliance's border with Russia. As you might have guessed, the Russian government is not happy about this. Remember, Russia has in part blamed its war in Ukraine on NATO expanding closer to its territory. So in response to the latest news out of Finland, the Russian government issued its own statement, saying, quote, "Russia will be forced to take retaliatory steps." But that doesn't seem to be scaring off Finland or other countries. Sweden is also expected to make an announcement about applying to NATO over the weekend. And both Finland and Sweden are expected to be admitted to the alliance pretty quickly, like within a couple of weeks. NATO's leader has already said both Finland and Sweden would be welcomed with open arms. For Sweden and Finland, that means they would get a lot more support if they were to come under attack. There are advantages for NATO, too, since both Sweden and Finland have strong, modern militaries. It's official. Jerome Powell will be staying on as the head of the central bank. The Senate confirmed his second four-year term as Federal Reserve Chairman. The final vote was 80-19, and he had a lot of support from both Democrats and Republicans. With that, it'll be up to Powell to keep trying to battle the highest level of inflation in four decades. Soon after he got word of his confirmation, Powell warned people that getting inflation under control could cause some economic pain. As Powell has said before, it's a balancing act between cooling inflation without causing a severe recession. Pulling that off is what Powell calls a soft landing. Well, for the first time this week, he acknowledged that might not be possible because of things that are out of the Fed's control, like the war in Ukraine. Still, he told NPR's Marketplace, quote, "We have a good chance to have a soft or soft-ish landing." The plan is still to raise interest rates a few more times this year to bring supply and demand back into balance over time. Controversial laws are changing in two states. The first one is out of California. It kept anyone younger than 21 from buying semi-automatic firearms. And the same law kept people of all ages from buying more than one semi-automatic weapon per month. But this week, a federal appeals court ruled those kinds of policies violate the Constitution's Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. For now, the California Attorney General just says his office is reviewing the decision. Over in Texas, a different federal appeals court put a controversial law back on the books. This is a law that keeps the internet's biggest social media platforms from banning people over their political viewpoints. And it says anyone in Texas can sue tech companies over allegations of censorship. But trade groups who represent the tech platforms say this law will only bring more hate speech, misinformation, terrorist propaganda, and more online. Well, this week, the appeals court said the law can stay for now. It didn't give any explanation behind the ruling, and both sides have promised to keep up the fight in court. The world is now able to see what was once thought to be unseeable. Scientists unveiled the very first image of a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. The photo was taken by the Event Horizon Telescope Project. It's operated by hundreds of researchers across the world, from Hawaii to Greenland. They've been working to get this image for several years. Now that it's here, people can see what looks like a bright orange-yellow ring around a dark center. And that's exciting because, as one astronomer put it, seeing is believing. By their very nature, black holes are unseeable, but their boundaries cast a shadow against the bright backdrop of hot gas and dust around them. This particular black hole really is huge, too, like 4 million times as massive as the sun. And it's about 27,000 light-years away from Earth. Now, researchers say they're hoping to learn more about the environment around the black hole to see how it changes from year to year, how it grows, consumes matter, and affects objects around it. All right, we have more news just ahead, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Indeed. There are at least two sides to every story, but if you want to hire great talent for your business faster, there's one way to do it. You need Indeed. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. In fact, in this minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Why? Because Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You can find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I always appreciate tools that make my life easier and more efficient. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed. A total lunar eclipse will turn the moon red this Sunday night. Pretty much everyone in the continental United States will get to see it, assuming the weather cooperates. Although in California and the Pacific Northwest, you may only see the second half of the show. So what is a total lunar eclipse? It happens when the moon, Earth, and sun line up perfectly, so the moon passes into Earth's shadow. You might think the moon would disappear, but instead, Earth's atmosphere bends sunlight and indirectly lights up the moon, giving it a reddish-orange glow. And yes, this is safe to look at directly without any sort of eye protection, unlike a solar eclipse. You can expect the moon to be fully immersed in Earth's shadow starting around 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night, and it'll last for about an hour and a half. The price of Bitcoin fell to its lowest point since 2020. Yep, the most popular cryptocurrency fell below 26,000 yesterday. And it's not the only one going down. Several major cryptocurrencies have also lost a lot of value in this sell-off, wiping more than $200 billion from the total market cap over a 24-hour period. Cryptocurrency prices have been sliding since they reached a peak late last year. But the collapse of the stablecoin called Terra USD that we told you about yesterday added to investors' fears. All the while, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchange platforms called Coinbase had some technical issues recently. Some customers reported having problems trading and accessing their accounts. Coinbase said funds are safe and the issue has been fixed. It seems inflation and other economic concerns have not put a damper on the gambling industry. U.S. casinos just had their best month ever. The American Gaming Association says commercial casinos brought in more than $5.3 billion just in March. That's the highest single-month total ever. That does not include tribal casinos, which report their income separately, but they too are expected to have high numbers. Of course, the industry took a hit in 2020 during the height of COVID-19 restrictions. But it seems gamblers were eager to get back to the blackjack tables and slot machines. Revenue from sports and internet betting is also growing quickly. Racing fans will have to wait a little longer before they see the long-shot Kentucky Derby champion back in action. Remember, Rich Strike came from behind and had a surprise win last weekend. That was one of the biggest upsets in racing history. Well, now Rich Strike's owner announced he will not run in the Preakness Stakes. This surprise decision makes him only the second Derby champion this century to skip the Preakness. Apparently, the owner and trainer decided the horse should get a full 5 weeks to rest and recover before the Belmont Stakes, meaning horse racing will not have a Triple Crown winner for a fourth year in a row. To win the Triple Crown, the same horse has to take home the trophy to all three major races. Now, Rich Strike will only have the opportunity to win two tops. So it seems the Preakness later this month is anyone's race. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones who actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of your network. I've been there. I got a bunch of recommendations from friends for a dentist, but it turns out none of them took our insurance, and I wasted a bunch of my time calling around. Soon, I realized I could just get a full list of local doctors who are in-network for me with ZocDoc. If you're not familiar, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we want to tell you about one kind gesture that changed three women's lives forever. It goes back to 1999, when Tracy Peck was on a flight home to the U.S. from Europe. By chance, she was sat next to Ida Jugé and her sister Vanja Contino. The two young sisters were fleeing war-torn Yugoslavia with barely anything in hopes of finding a better life. Their story touched Peck so much, she gave them a $100 bill along with the earrings she was wearing that the girls adored. With them, there was a note that said in part, "I hope your stay in America will be a safe and happy one for you." And she told them to open it after they landed. Well, that meant so much to the girls, they've spent about a decade trying to find Peck to say thank you. They only had her first name, Tracy. They turned to social media to ask for help, and eventually CNN covered their story. Peck's family saw it and immediately helped with a whirlwind of tweets, emails, and texts. And less than a day later, Peck reunited with the sisters for an emotional Zoom call. She told them, quote, "I'm so thankful I was sitting next to you on that airplane and so proud of you both for what you've become." And they're all planning to meet up in person soon. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about how this housing market is changing for sellers, buyers, and renters. The stars of Unsellable Houses and a chief economist from ApartmentList.com explain what's going on and give their predictions for the future. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.